The battle of the roundabout always serves up a cracking contest, no matter where the two teams are on the ladder. But after 18 months, we're not sure what we were going to get, but we did get another cracker. Thompson 10-12-72, holding off East Geelong 10-5-65 by 7 points. It's a very happy co-coach of the Tommy Tigers in Sam Jacker, who joins us on the Wash Up podcast. Sam, you're a 100% winning coach. You almost should quit while you're ahead.
I tell you, it's a nice percentage to have. It's better than being 0%, which is good. But cracking game yesterday, which was good to be round one.
21 points up at three quarter time, but they made a run at you. I suspect with that run they were kicking with the aid of the breeze in the last.
Yeah. Like we had that in the first quarter and probably didn't use it to our best advantage. I think we kicked 2.5 goals, and then they were really solid in front of goal in the second quarter and kicked, I think, 4 or 5 straight, which kept them in the contest. And then, obviously, we broke out to that 4-goal lead at three-quarter time, and we knew it wasn't going to be enough. We probably had to break the shackles a little bit and score a few goals down the other end, which we were fortunate enough to do. But hats off to East. They played an absolute ripping game, and, yeah, they took their chances and kept themselves in the contest.
I know you like beating East Geelong because the rivalry is so great between the two clubs, but when it's as narrow as that, does it give you a bit more pleasure that you've been able to grind one out against the old rival?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you take any win in round one. I think we were having a bit of a chat about it last night, and it's very rare to have a convincing win in round one. It's always close. History has shown that over the last 5 or 6 years of when I've been playing. So, it is a little bit more fulfilling when you get it against East Geelong. But to be honest with you, mate, I was just happy to get the 4 points in the end.
Yep. Brent McLeod hasn't wasted any time in having an impact back at the club. I think first year back since he won the Whitley in about 2016. He's kicked 3 goals. He's been named your best. And I suspect it's just the same old Brent McLeod. He's going to have an impact and he's going to be tough to stop.
Yeah, he's obviously a little bit bigger this year, which you probably won't like me saying, but it aids him around those contests. He's so strong over the footy, and that's probably what we've got to our advantage this year. We're bigger bodies, but yeah, he hit the ground running yesterday and was phenomenal. We're really happy to have him on board.
Does that help in the way you structure up around the footy, knowing you've got somebody so much quality as him? Is it helping ease the pressure on some other guys in the midfield?
It probably helped us yesterday because we were missing 3 or 4 guys, and to have him come in and play the role that he did was phenomenal, as I said before. But yeah, definitely. I mean, he's really handy to have. We were able to put him forward at one point yesterday, and he's so strong. He can play forward, he can play mid. It just helps us structurally inside and outside the footy, which is good.
Andrew Jarvis has come across from Ocean Grove, been arguably one of the best ruckmen in the Ballerine of the past decade, a year at South Barwon prior to COVID. He comes in and has an impact straight away. And Matt Baden was your ruckman in 2019 who, worked his backside off. But in terms of quality and nothing against Bado, you've probably just gone up a notch with Jarv.
Yeah. I mean, he's certainly an upgrade, which, I mean, Bado was spectacular, and the work he did for those years he played with us was phenomenal. But, Jarvis is going to be a good asset at whatever team he's at. So, I mean, he was great yesterday. And, hats off to the East Geelong ruckman as well. He was spectacular against Jarvis, and it was a good battle. Yeah, just in the end there. But Jarvis is great in the middle, but around the ground he's another weapon, which is good.
S. Jacker moves forward and kicks a goal. What's going on there?
I can't take it as a forward. I was half back. I snuck down and somehow got onto the end of one, which was nice. So put one in the backman's category this week, and hopefully we can keep building on that.
Absolutely. You talked about players that missed yesterday. Who do you hope to get back in coming weeks, if not for next week against Bannockburn?
Yeah, so we've got obviously John O'Casey who will be pretty close next week. He was pretty close this week, but we decided to take the precautionary option with him and kept him out for another week. So he should come in. We've got Jard Anderson who obviously is coming back from a hamstring as well, which maybe next week will definitely be the week after. And Cal Stevens, we probably missed his run and carry a little bit yesterday. So those three are some names that will come into contention. And, Jared White's always got to be considered, just the role he'll play in and under the packs. And, probably gives us a Reece Howell type of player without it being Reece Howell.
Yep. Adam Wiseman, where's he at? Is he going to play? If he does, when will you see him?
He's been to training. We're not quite sure. I think Wiz is probably just weighing a few things up at the moment, and we'll have those discussions with him. The hope is to still get him to play. He's just his leadership he can offer and that settled head in the back line. But honestly, I can't give you 100% yes or no, but the plan is for him to play, but we'll just have to wait and see how that one plays out.
Okay, any injuries yesterday, Sammy, or did you get three okay?
I think Cam Burnside might have a little bit of a hand injury. I'm not quite sure the extent of that one, but otherwise to that, we got through pretty good. I think there'll be a few sore bodies today and a few sore heads after last night's function, but good to be back in footy.
Did you have half an eye on Bannockburn next week? And was it hard not to have half an eye on them? You know, obviously, you would have seen the fixture come out and gone, all right, East Geelong round one, yeah, that's big, but we really want to have a crack at Bannockburn in round two.
I don't want to go with the stereotypical answer of no, because you don't want to focus on that grand final that we lost to them for too long. But of course, there's going to be a little bit of extra burn and a little bit of extra desire to get up for that one. But we'll treat it as any other normal week and hit the ground running on Saturday.
Yeah, I suspect you allowed the boys to enjoy the frat party last night, and then attention now turns to Banno.
That's it, yeah. So it'll be obviously a pretty light night on the track Tuesday, and then Thursday we'll ramp it up. And, yeah, as I said, hit the ground running for Banno, and it'll be a good contest. It always is against them. They're a quality team, and, Rico's got them really well drilled, which is good. So we'll just see how we go next Saturday.
Yeah, good stuff. Sammy, always good to talk footy with you. Appreciate you joining us on the Wash Up podcast, and wish you the best of luck next Saturday against Bannockburn.
Thanks, Kenny. Appreciate it.